But they were long desks where there was at least two sit in a desk. They were not like we have now where there's just one. There was more. Possibly if there was, the room was crowded, there might be three sit together.
And this didn't create...
Yes, it did create problems.
You can imagine what it would be today. It would be
the discipline problem we have now. It wouldn't work, would it?
No, it certainly wouldn't. You mentioned an interesting word there, the desks were bought. Did you suppose... This anticipates a question I have with food that just occurs to me. Suppose your bread was not home-baked, then you say, well, this is what kind of bread?
Light bread.
Light bread. And suppose you bought it at the store, you say, well, this isn't home-baked, this is...
Store-bought.
Store-bought. I was wondering, because the desks, did they ever say bought them?
I don't remember anybody ever using the word bottom.
And how was the war between the states referred to, between the North and the South? As you were studying history, did they call it the war between the states, or the Civil War?
They called it Civil War.
Always a Civil War.
Civil War. I've always, in this area, I've always known it as a Civil War. We've always known it as it. The Civil War. Yes.
That's an interesting fact that term changes.
Yes.
Apparently there's a feeling against the word civil, and so it's war between the states is more acceptable.
Yes.
In many areas.
Mm-hmm.
This year. And after a girl would leave high school, graduate, would she go off to another school?
In my time, there was very few that went to college. There, some of the, the financial condition was a problem in those days. The people who were financially able to send their children did, but there was not very many of them that did go. And there was not very many that even finished high school at that time.
Mm-hmm. Where would they go to college?
The only college we had at that time was the University of Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. I see. So it really meant quite an investment.
If you went to college, you went to the university back then. But of course, we have colleges that sprung up all over since, mm-hmm. you know.
How about what kind of work would a girl do after she graduated from high school?
If you were lucky, you might get a job for a lawyer, as a secretary. You would work in a store, or you would work in a cafe. If you were also lucky, you would get a job in a bank. But there was very few employees in the banks at that time. It was just a miracle if you could ever get in.
What was the attitude toward a girl who went into nursing? Was that the place?
There wasn't much of that going on in this part of the country at that time. We just didn't have any nursing schools. Now, I remember the first hospital we had here, which they had one registered nurse who came here from somewhere else. The others were just people who worked.
Let me ask you, was there any feeling against a girl who was a nurse? Was that an honor profession as it is today?
Yes, it was. It was an honor profession as it is today, but we just didn't have many of them.
And
in the area that I grew up in, doctors were not, there just wasn't doctors even, let alone nurses.
So there's a lot of home medicine practice.
Yes.
That's